Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Cronin moves to third. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Cronin scores. Harris moves to third. Schulte moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Harris scores. Schulte moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Bluge moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL is hit by the pitch. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder bunts towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Meyer bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell moves to third. Crowder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Crowder scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 6-1, Senators. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 7-1, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with having covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Harris chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Harris. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-2 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bluge moves to third. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-4 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kress moves to second. It's 7-2, Senators. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Mänisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Swanson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 7-3, Senators. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's 7-4, Senators. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb pinch hits for Red Faber. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 5 in the game. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Hal Rein now playing second base. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Maynisch scores. Cronin moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 8-4, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Cronin scores. Harris moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 9-4, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Harris scores. Schult moves to third. One out. It's 10-4, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schult scores. Bluge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-4, Senators. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Rein covering, for the out. Bluge moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.